And welcome to Stephen Rowland's Beer Podcast.
Number 69!
69!
Eby Gum's favourite number!
It is. We are flying along, aren't we?
We are flying along.
We got mentioned this week. We did. Beer O'Clock Show.
I listened to it. When?
So it's going to be on the upcoming one, which has been released tomorrow.
Okay.
National Podcast Day, which I'm very surprised you missed.
Did someone say 69?
Somebody said 69, Dale. That was Dale's guest appearance on Stephen Rowland's Beer Podcast. So I for the first time this week, not because of that, but you told me since, but like I actually listened to it. I bailed on the Indie Beer Man part because I was tired and needed to go to bed.
Yeah.
But I listened to everything apart from the Indie Beer Man one, and I'm going to go back and listen to that when I have less tiredness in my eyes.
Really interesting. And know all the guys in London, so a lot of the bros, really interesting to hear some of the info they've got. Really good stuff.
Very cool. It's very good.
And thanks, Odds.
Yes, thank you, guys. It's really kind, and it's awesome. So for those who don't know, this is, I am Steve, he's Roland. I am the clever one, he's the stupid one. I'm the one that has opinions, he's the one that reads off a piece of paper. And each week we review the beerbods.co.uk beer that gets sent through the post. You can all subscribe, and I insist that you should. As Matt is a lovely man, and Evil Gordon is very evil. He's coming to see us next week.
Is he?
Is it next week or the week after? He's definitely come to see us soon. Evil Gordon is coming to help.
I think really it's only his hair that looks a little evil. The rest, it seems to be quite nice when he's not.
He didn't seem particularly evil when I've met him. So I think it may be a bit of a front. Just like we call you Clever Roland.
That's nothing to do with him.
Yeah. So let's get on to this week's beer. This week's beer comes from Five Sisters.
It's Five Sisters, the beer. This is Alchemy.
Oh, okay.
So...
Alchemy,
yeah.
Can I groan at that?
Yeah.
Oh.
But you do have a business called Has Been, so not very much.
I guess it shows how much a name doesn't matter.
They're based in West Lothian, so just west of Edinburgh in Livingston.
That foreign country. Oh, no, they're not a foreign country, are they?
They're not.
No.
They're
still dependent, not independent.
They started brewing in 2012. They've got a main brew kit, which is it's a 10-barrel one. And they've also got a really tiny pilot one, which does, it's a half barrel, so that's about 100 litres. Lets them brew interesting, off-the-wall type stuff. They're founded by James Davies, who had previously been a home brewer. He's done his degree, then he did a PhD, and his PhD was in brewer's yeast. So he's then had a career in pharmaceuticals before he decided he wanted to go back and start brewing beer. They're interesting guys. I've heard the name a few times. Mm-hmm. They've collaborated with Melissa Cole and with Beaver Town fairly recently. So, you know, they're interesting. And again, one I haven't tried, but I've seen the name.
How do you feel about red IPAs?
I like red IPAs when they work. For me, I'm thinking back to Beer Bods, to Hard Knots Infrared.
Yeah.
Which was...
We both liked.
Really loved that beer. So that's a great example for me of what a red IPA should be.
5 AM Saint is a red IPA, isn't it? Yeah,
it is. Enjoy that.
I like 5 AM Saint very much. It's a beer that always pleases me.
But I also remember the Siren one. I really didn't get on with.
Yeah, I think I did, didn't I?
I think you liked that one. For me, it just didn't mesh. So
I like IPAs and I like the red IPAs because they tend to be a bit more body, a bit more sweeter, a bit more kind of rounded, a little less. Off the wall, punching your face hops, although the hops can be pretty powerful. The colour's very dark for a red IPA for me.
It's not particularly red, is it? I think it's quite brownish, but...
Yeah, yeah. Brown IPA.
Brown IPA, less compelling.
Yeah, it doesn't seem... Like, you never sell something with the name brown.
Or beige. We've got to have the beige IPA.
Yeah, but yes, it's a red IPA. So we should talk about their bowl. What do you think of their branding? I personally would pass it on the shelf. I would look at it and go, nah.
You see, I'm really not sure. I get what you mean. It's a kind of a no when I see like the name down the side.
Yeah,
it doesn't work for me. But at the same time, I kind of like just the big A on the front.
Simplicity is good. And I think an uncluttered, unfussy label is a very good thing. And they have nailed that. I mean, I like the pictures on the side. I like that they've got the text they have to have on there. But, you know, they've gone to effort... But I just think I don't like the font. The font looks a little off a PC-ish to me. And I'll be fairly confident they've done the label themselves and they haven't brought in a design team. And I've been guilty of this in the past.
Yeah.
Like when I was designing stuff and I would think, I can do it. And no, you can't.
Designers, I guess when you're starting out,
yes,
it's hard to justify spending that much money.
It is, but it also when it's almost about horse and cart, because would they sell more beer if their branding looks sharper? I think they probably would from the people they're collaborating with, who obviously respect them. You know, that some good names there, and from his background in being a home brewer, like I always love breweries that come from home brewers.
Yeah, with genuine enthusiasm and knowledge and.
And purely because, you know, I built my business in a very similar way. I came from a home enthusiast kind of basis. And I think you can have much more passion for what you do, but also understand your market a little bit better. And the branding does let it down for me a little.
I kind of agree. I think it's close, but not quite. I must admit, with this specific one, that five at the start of the five, I really don't like. I've got a pet hatred of every time that a number is substituted instead of a letter.
Yeah.
It just makes me think this is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
It takes me back to the worst bits of the 90s and things that I don't want to go back to.
But that's a general feeling of that branding for me, is it's a little dated, it's a little 90s-ish, and like the font looks very, it feels very 90s-ish to me, and I think it could be a lot sharper, but yeah, we should move on from that. What do you think of the beer?
I think the beer's interesting.
So it's got British malts, Chinook as the hops.
Yeah.
It doesn't really...
What's the percentage on there? Because I got it 4.3, my research says.
See
if it's still right.
4.3.
Which is low for something called an IPA.
And it doesn't taste like a 4.3. It tastes like it's got more punch.
Yeah.
IBUs, 45.
Which is also low for something... Yeah. Called an IPA.
And low for something containing those hops as well, like Chinook. Chinook's normally a bit punchier, isn't it, and a bit...
And I guess I think this follows through on the taste. To me, it's like a red ale.
Yeah.
It's an American, an APA, you know, it's in a pale ale type territory.
It says colour, amber. I'm not buying that. That's not amber. Yeah. Anyway,
It's named after the five Bings, which are a local landmark, which are the shale heaps left over from when they were extracting paraffin.
Mm-hmm.
So, lots of their stuff's named after local landmarks. Things. There's obviously a good local tie-ins for them.
I like that. Well, we know like limestone that are local. Yeah. They have stone in every one of their tiles, and I kind of like that. And Titanic, you know, for their sins, I love some of their names. You know,
I'm the same with Buxton.
Yeah,
always got like referencing Axe Edge, Moortop, like all things. If you're local to that area, you know the places.
I do like that. I like it when there's a theme running through the names. Yeah. It must be really difficult to come up with new names,
particularly if you do a wide range.
Yes. Yeah. But. No, I like that. I like the nod towards the local part. So, what do you think?
Quite anticipating this one. I'm a little underwhelmed, and I must admit, a part of that is kind of because it was going to be a red IPA, and this isn't a red IPA for me.
No, me neither.
I quite like the malts. There's a lot of toffee. There's a lot of that
it's
kind of
heavy on the malts. Mm. It's really heavy on the malts, and it's very sweet, like surprisingly sweet.
Yeah. And actually, you know what? I'm quite happy with the bitterness as well.
Yeah.
But for me, like this is almost like a bitter.
Yeah.
Like this is if you told me this is their best bitter.
Yeah.
I would say, I could very happily have a pint of that in the pub.
And we've talked about this before, where like we don't like to be missold something. Like you need to tell us on the label what our expectations are going to be. So our expectations are met when we're drinking it. And I couldn't agree more with you, which pains me to say.
Yeah.
That this for me is a best bitter, or it's a red ale at a push. But actually, best bitter probably fits better. I haven't really thought of that, but it really is at that percentage with this amount of malts that's going on in there.
Yeah,
it ain't an IPA.
Like I think the volume of the malts, and I know why they've done that. We've gone for that red thing. They put the volume up on the malts, but that means that those 45 IBUs, they really get lost.
Mm.
Like, if it was a super pale, 45 would punch a lot more.
I agree with what you said as well before, that this is, I actually quite like the bitterness. I don't think it needs any more malts.
No,
but if it wants to be an IPA, it does. sorry, hops. I mean, hops. You know, if it does want to be an IPA, it does need some more hops coming through, and that's why it has this kind of, you know, ale stroke bitter.
If I'm going to detract from it, I will say, there's a bit. You know, you said earlier that it seemed a bit higher percentage than and like, to me, there's a little bit of alcohol there.
Yeah,
it's a bit of like a dry alcohol, and at 4.3, that generally means that they're getting some of the heavier alcohols, the fussel stuff that they shouldn't really be.
Yeah.
So I think that's a negative for me. But
it is. It does feel really like, you know, we're obviously sharing a bottle here, and it's not like we're knocking it back. But I am feeling a little bit of the effects of it. So, you know, it's doesn't taste like 4.3. And this is the other thing with I've grown to have a deep mistrust of ABVs. They tell lies. I kind of often wonder about these smaller breweries, if they got checked by the customs and excise for their ABVs, that whether they would be telling the truth.
So I think this could well be that kind of ABV, but I think it's the spread of alcohol. So if you've got just pure ethanol, then as an alcohol, you won't really taste it. So most of when you taste the alcohol, it's the bigger it's the longer chain alcohols that you should in theory be trying to avoid. They're pretty hard to avoid as you start to get more as you start to get bigger beers and so on. But for this kind of thing, you should be looking for like a nice clean fermentation. And I'm a bit surprised that you get that from somebody with that kind of technical background.
Yeah, you don't know for sure.
But then I'm like, again,
and it's actually presented as quite a clear drink as well. So like, but yeah, it definitely tastes different to 4.3s that I've
tried. Yeah, and red IPAs.
We should get to our ratings, because I think people are going to be bored of us witching.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Are you ready to go, or do you want me to go?
You go first.
Okay, so Brandon lets it down a bit for me. The beer inside isn't what I expected. It is not a red IPA for me. It is much more of that. I was thinking red ale, but actually when you said about the bitter, I agree. I don't like being tricked. I don't like being tricked into thinking I'm buying a red IPA and being getting a bitter, although, you know, it has its merits. I wouldn't write off the brewery. I would like to see some of their other stuff, but I would be much more cautious next time of what they are telling me that the beer is because of this one. I am going to give it a 5.5. It's not one I would go back to.
Okay, I think you're a bit harsh, and I think it's that missell that's the real issue here.
No, it is. Like, seriously, if they'd told me that as a bitter, I probably would have been 6.5, 7.
Yeah.
It's purely taking a point and a half away, because it ain't a red IPA for me.
Yeah. No, I guess I think I'm gonna score it and say that it's not a red IPA at all for me. But as a bitter, it's quite pleasant.
Yeah.
It's very drinkable. I would certainly try more from them, but
would you have this again?
No, yeah. I wouldn't have this again. Same, but I might.
I'm intrigued to see what their other stuff is about, and that's purely because of the owner's background more than this beer.
Yeah, well, and also like the collaborations they've done. Like, there's lots of good stuff out there about them. This one for me is underwhelming, and actually, again, I recently had an IPA, a single hop New Zealand IPA from a brewery down south in Cornwall. And I thought, oh, that looks interesting. And again, I tried it. It was nice, but it was just very underwhelming for what it was meant to be. It didn't taste like the thing that it's meant to be.
Yeah.
And if they sold it as a pale ale, I would probably have been happier than I was, having been missold it. That's a thing. But on the other hand, as a bitter, actually, I think I quite like the malts. I quite like the hops. I'm going to be a bit more generous than you are, because I'm not offended by drinking it. I'm quite happy to drink it now I know that I've got it. So I'm going to go 7.
Okay. I
would not be unhappy to drink this.
I have a big problem with people mislabeling stuff. Like, set my expectations. Let me...